This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. Make sure your soil is ready for this planting season. We'll have more right after this.
In farming, you can usually trust your gut, but with crop insurance, it's best to trust the data. Because purchasing the same coverage year over year might seem good enough, but it won't maximize your revenue opportunities. Farm Credit Services of America uses Optimum, an exclusive tool that sorts through hundreds of coverage options to find your best fit. Work with specialists and tools dedicated to crop insurance. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com/optimum. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
One thing farmers can do to set themselves up for a successful crop year is conduct some soil tests in their fields. Andrew Phillips of Phillips Ag Center in Lakeview, Iowa, who is also a Channel Seed Pro, said there are several values to keep track of when looking at the data from these tests.
For me, soil testing is just a snapshot in time of that soil profile. It used to be we just kind of looked at, you know, organic matter, phosphorus, potassium, pH, those kind of things, but it's evolved in the last 5 years to base saturations of calcium, magnesium, potassium, and hydrogen. It's extremely important to have a balanced soil profile. I think outside of soil testing, I think there's three big things, right? There's chemical, there's three properties of soil. There's chemical, there's physical, and then now the big buzzword is biological. And I think chemical is what we've always worked on. Micronutrients, macronutrients, pHs, those kind of things. The physical is your tillage, no-till, cover crop story. And then the last thing is the biologicals. And the biologicals has come more into picture recently because we're kind of trying to find that next yield level. And biologicals have been adapting to our chemical programs. They've been adapting to our intensive farm management practices. And so that's kind of a new era that everybody needs to look at real closely as well.
For Money Matters here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.